This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're talking Steelers. 412-928-9370 is the number. I told you about expectations I have for next year. Now that we've established that my expectations aren't high, and if they're not high, again, if you're not going to shoot for the Super Bowl next year, to me, what are you doing? And, you know, the Steelers will tell you every year we're looking to go to the Super Bowl, we're looking to win the Super Bowl. But here's the thing. There are some times when you've got to take a little bit of a step back in order to really go forward and stop kidding yourself. Again, a few years ago, I used to talk about the Pirates, and I used to talk about the fact that they literally would go into every season hoping to have enough veteran guys and enough players that have some level of talent that they hit lightning in a bottle and they do everything in their power to slop together 83 wins somehow. And then they can say, oh, well, we were right there. We're not that far. Meanwhile, if they had just spent a little bit of money, they could get there. And, of course, that's what happens. You know, that's what the Steelers have done in some ways these last few years. Well, we've got Ben, and as long as we've got Ben, we're a Super Bowl contender. But the thing is, you haven't really been a Super Bowl contender. 2017, you were in the AFC Championship game. Okay, so by definition, you were a Super Bowl contender. Was there anybody on the planet who wasn't a Steeler fan or didn't play for the Steelers that really thought they were going to beat the Patriots in that AFC Championship game? And they lost, I think it was 36-17. The game wasn't even that close. But okay. Well, hey, but the next year we went 13-3. Yeah. And you lost, you gave up 48 points to Blake Bortles. I mean, at the end of the day, that's not good enough. Over the last 10 years, I mean, you've really legitimately been Super Bowl contenders once. You can't be a Super Bowl contender if you can't win a playoff game. You just can't. And let's not make any mistake. This team is 3-7 in their last 10 playoff games. So stop kidding yourself that this is a Super Bowl team that's just, you know, one bad, you know, break. You know, Le'Veon Bell got hurt or we would have won that year. And Antonio Brown got hurt that we would have won that year. Turnover, you know, that one game. Oh, Denver, you know, a guy fumbles the ball. Ben stunk in this Browns game and threw four interceptions. And again, do you know what happens to teams that lose? They lose because they're not good enough, period. Oh, upsets happen, but you know what? 3-7 in the last decade in playoff games. That's not about upsets. That's about not being good enough. And I think that, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, what is the point of bringing back Ben Roethlisberger when his cap hit is going to be $41 million next year? What is the point? So you can try and convince yourself you're back in the, you know, the mix for a Super Bowl. I mean, we like to make, you know, fun of us old people like to make fun of all the social media stuff that goes on, especially with the Steelers team, right? But Chase Claypool, going on, TikTok or Instagram or whatever it was yesterday, and basically saying, oh, well, you know, the Browns, you know, that don't really matter because they're going to get smacked next week. And Juju last week, oh, well, the Browns is just the Browns. That, I don't care what you want to do. Do whatever you want to do on social media. I don't care. But here's the thing. That speaks to a bigger problem with this, and it's really permeates throughout the entire organization. And you know what that is? They think they're a hell of a lot better than they actually are. They think they are better than they actually are. They think that the rest of the country and the rest of the NFL is sitting around cowering every time they've got to go play the Steelers, the big, bad, mighty Steelers. They ain't that anymore. Nobody fears playing them anymore. The only people that think they're truly elite are the Steelers. The rest of the league's laughing at them. It's not quite as extreme as, you know, the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, people still treat the Cowboys like they're America's team or something. The Cowboys, they haven't won anything since they beat the Steelers in like 95. With Barry Switzer when they had, you know, Troy Aikman in them. Since then, I think they have two or three playoff wins. Most years, they've been garbage. But we still got to watch them on Sunday Night Football every, you know, 15 times a year. We still got to hear about them every single time they make a move or do something, right? It's like, oh, this is the greatest. Because it's like there's still this idea that they're the Cowboys. Oh, well, that's the Cowboys. This ain't the 70s and 80s, man. This ain't the 90s. It just isn't. And in the case of the Steelers, these guys need to understand something. You know, James Harrison, Hines Ward, you know, Brian McFadden, who we had on earlier today. I mean, Aaron Smith, those guys, that group, yeah, they could walk around like they're like badasses. You know why? Because they won Super Bowls. They legitimately were elite. In fact, from 2004 to 2010-11, they were the best organization. They were the best team in the NFL in that 6 or 7 year span. Better than the Patriots. Look it up. That stretch of like from like, I would say, 04 to say 2010, 2011, right in that area there. Those guys could walk around and talk trash. Those guys could act the part because they actually were that. They earned that. But a bunch of these young guys have come to the Steelers over the last, you know, and they act like they put on a uniform. Somehow they inherit that. They inherit that, you know, you don't inherit that. You earn that. And that's the problem. People, you know, like the youngsters, the millennial types, the woke types in the media, they try and, you know, push back at us old fogies by, oh, you're just old. You know, you just don't understand this generation. Oh, they're just having fun. Let them be them. Listen, man, I don't care what you do. If TikTok and dancing and all that crap is what you do, do it to your heart's content and have a good time doing it. But here's the thing that bothers me. Here's what I'm concerned about. Is that, yeah, I'm going to go there with in my generation. But back when I was growing up, right, you got to do all that stuff if you won. You had to accomplish something. Okay? And no disrespect, but what the hell has Chase Claypool accomplished in this NFL? Okay, he had a pretty good rookie year. He's 0-1 in the playoffs. He's never been a guy that's helped his team win the Super Bowl or get anywhere close to it. So maybe, just maybe, be a little bit more humble. But that is a symptom of a bigger problem with the Steelers. It's not just the young guys either. There's a whole lot of people in that organization that that really believe they're the Steelers. We're the super Steelers, the big bad super Steelers, and everybody in the NFL is envious of us. They hate us because they can't beat us. We're the game that everybody circles on their calendar. They all want to beat us. You know what? You ain't that anymore, man. So get that out of your head, because you ain't that. You know what you are? A team that wins more games than you lose and generally doesn't do a whole lot in the playoffs. That's what you are. And you've got to now take a real hard look at yourself and say, you know what? This never having a losing season thing doesn't mean a thing. You got to win in the playoffs. So, oh, okay, so Mike Tomlin's been there 14 years. He's never had a losing season. Man, who cares? All I know is in the last 10 years, he's won 3 playoff games. And you as an organization have won 3 playoff games. So, please, this offseason has to be about how do we get back to the point where when our guys are talking trash and dancing and acting the fool, they've actually earned something. They actually deserve that. They can actually sit there and say, you don't like it? Beat me. Beat us. Stop it. This group doesn't matter. They don't care. They're going to make their brand. It's unbelievable to me. But that has to be the expectation. That has to be the way that you attack this offseason right here. Forget about trying to, you know, piecemeal together a 10-6 or next year there's a 17 game, a 10-7 team. That it's a wild card team that goes and plays valiantly and loses on the road to, you know, whatever in the playoffs. And now, you know, we were one referee call and one injury away from maybe making a deeper run, but next year. That can't be the mentality. Stop trying to slop together teams that you think might be just good enough to have another winning season. Because I don't care about that. What I care about is how are you going to get back to the point where you absolutely are the badass team on the block? That should be your mentality this offseason. 412-928-9370. That is the number. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.